Welcome to the Pain to Power podcast, where we have engaging, informed, and interesting conversations on topics including women's health, the menstrual cycle, chronic pain, trauma, the nervous system, relationships, and feminism. I'm Lisa Dion. I'm a women's health coach, facilitator, and educator, supporting you on your journey of healing, recovery, and moving into a place of personal power in your body and in your life. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 51 of the From Pain to Power podcast. And today we are going to be talking about a cyclical business episode, and I aim to do one of these every month. And the whole purpose of this cyclical business episode, really what that means is it is a podcast episode where we explore a topic that is relevant for anyone who is already on my professional training that I facilitate every year. I have a 6-month menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training, or it is for anyone who has completed a similar professional training with another teacher or facilitator, or if anyone is just interested in weaving into their practice and into their business more feminist values and more feminist business practices, and thinking about how we can, you know, have a business and a business model that is aligned with the integrity of our bodies and the needs of our bodies and not burning out, etc. And, you know, serving our clients. And so it's really like that intersection of the personal self, the business self, your professional practice, and then your client needs, all of that into this conversation about having a cyclical business. And I know that last month I did one as well. This is the second episode of this series, I suppose. And yeah, it's an exciting topic. I really am excited about this particular kind of branch of the From Pain to Power podcast. But it's not just for practitioners. It's not just for business people. Sometimes you might, you know, see the topic title and it might catch your attention, and there will be pieces in it for you too. So you are more than welcome to listen to this if you are already listening to the podcast. So just a reminder again, for anyone who is interested in joining me for this year's group for the menstrual cycle coaching and facilitation professional training, I have the link in the show notes. You can also read about that on my website. And yeah, we're going to be taking applications soon in the next few months. We're going to be doing webinars over the summer, and we'll be starting that in October 2023. So you can just head on over to the link in the show notes and on my website to read more about that. But for this episode, we are going to be talking about this topic, which has come through a couple of clients who I have worked with recently, also some of the groups that I've been working with. It's this topic of looking for approval in our work, looking for approval in our business, and how that, you know, how do we, what we do with that exactly, and how that can be a block for us. But when we explore what's underneath it, what is helpful about that, that piece around looking for approval. So yeah, so that's what we're going to talk about. I think it's very common to have this issue in all areas of our lives, to be looking for approval from places we might not necessarily get it. But this is in particular in relation to this type of work and coaching or being a business person, and particularly women in business as well. So let's have a conversation about it today, and hopefully you'll get something out of it. And I'll also be very curious to hear your own personal examples of, you know, journeying this stuff and your own aha moments and things that you have learned for yourself from reflecting on those needs within ourselves. Okay, so I'm going to start with this point, which is that, you know, we do this, like we as business owners or practitioners or facilitators or educators or any kind of creative person, it's very normal and very common to look for approval. And very often the kind of mainstream advice or response to that is you don't need approval. So if I'm, say, unconsciously looking for approval from my parents and wanting them to approve of me in this particular line of work, and they're not giving me approval, or they don't really get it, or they're worried about me, or whatever it is, these are just common things that I see and hear and I've personally experienced, you know, it's not actually that helpful to say to myself, or just to have someone to say to me, you don't need their approval. Okay, because obviously I know that, right? But like that not needing my approval, like I think that we need to explore it more, because my system and my subconscious mind, not me personally, but like whoever it is that we're talking about, you or me, whoever is having the needing approval experience, our system and our brain and our emotions are doing it anyway. Okay. So it's like saying to me or saying to myself, like, oh, I don't need their approval. It's not helpful unless we've explored a little bit where it's coming from and why it's happening. So when we kind of park that advice, that's not helpful. That's just kind of trying to push the problem away. When we actually invite the problem in and have a look at it, what we then do is we break it down and we ask ourselves, okay, I'm having an experience with my business or with my work, with whatever creative project that you're doing, where I'm seeking and desiring and craving approval from particular people. Very often it's family and friends who are not in the space. When we break it down and ask ourselves, like, what am I actually looking for? Very often it's not just approval. It is we're looking for other needs to be met. Okay. So approval can be an umbrella term for other things too. So it could be we're looking for support. It could be we're looking for guidance and direction. It could be that we are looking for reassurance, which is a similar flavor to approval, but it's not the same as approval. So reassurance is very different. We might be looking for encouragement. Maybe we're looking for recognition and validation, or perhaps we are looking for feedback, or maybe we are looking for someone to manage us and to be a bit of a business manager or a mentor of sorts. So if you feel really drawn to this episode because you can relate to this topic, it might be worthwhile after you finish listening to it just to take 10, 15 minutes and journal, grab a cup of tea, you know, journal a little bit about what are the needs underneath the approval that could be true for you. So again, it could be support, reassurance, encouragement, recognition, validation, feedback, etc. Okay. And those are all really valid, very healthy needs to have as a business person or as any kind of creative or any in any career. We all need those things. And those things are important that we do get. And then when we separate those very valid, important needs out and we park them, then we can ask ourselves, is there still a small part in me that is looking for approval, this kind of more paternalistic approval, right? So we want the quote unquote father figure, if you will, to give us the permission to do the thing that we're wanting to do. Okay, so that's kind of different. But I will also say that that's also very normal, because we've all been raised in societies where, you know, unfortunately, women are told what to do with their bodies. We are told what to do with our career. We are told what to do with our money, etc. We're even just like indirectly being constantly influenced by the media all the time. Okay, so there can be that piece around needing to develop a little bit more of a relationship with our own agency and sense of direction for ourselves and our own sense of inner authority. And that takes time. That obviously takes time, especially if you're a new business owner or a new practitioner or a new coach of sorts. Okay. And again, all very normal, because if you think about it again, we've all grown up in a world where we are being told what to do in the healthcare system. You know, it's rare that you enter into a debate or into some sort of philosophical conversation with your medical provider or doctor. Even in school, I was thinking about this when I was kind of drafting this podcast episode out a bit. I was like, oh my God, like even in Ireland, right? In Ireland for Irish students, I think it's still the same. I'm not sure if it's still true now, but when I was younger in school, it was a required subject to learn the Irish language in school. And one of the first like phrases that we learned to say in Irish was An bhfuil cead agam dul go dtí an leabhar. And what that means in English is, do I have the permission to go to the bathroom? That's the literal translation. Do I have permission to go to the bathroom? And so we were literally like raised and shaped in this society where we have to ask permission to meet our bodily needs, you know? And even, you know, putting your hand up in school, that's like very much asking for permission to speak, right? So, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. Obviously, those things are important in those systems and in school in order to prevent chaos and teach discipline and all these things. But one of the prices we pay for that then is we can lose connection then with our own giving ourselves permission to do something. So that's another thing to consider, is our history and our relationship with permission seeking or permission giving in the past, and what those systems and cultures were like for us growing up. So in this work, if you are launching a new career as a coach, or even I even work with people who have established practices in their own spaces, like psychotherapists, counselors, body workers, and still there can be this feeling of like, oh, do I have permission to, you know, do menstrual cycle awareness coaching? And I'm like, yes, I'm giving you permission. In my course, I do give a certificate. It's not for that. It's for other reasons. Well, it depends on the person, but there is no like institution who says like, this is the way that you have to do this type of coaching, because we're not doing brain surgery here, you know? So there's so many different ways to coach. There's so many different ways to work with people. There is no one right way. And so in my work, it's like, once you stay in integrity and you have support and you're getting supervision, et cetera, then you're in good practice, but there is no one person who can give you the permission, right? And you have to discern for yourself how much information and how much education you need to work with the particular problems that you want to work with, or the particular types of clients that you want to support. And so if you are finding yourself in a space where you're, you know, feeling like wanting approval from people, and you're kind of looking for it from friends or family members, at the end of the day, we have to be realistic. And a lot of those people, our friends from our past and our family members, they're not in the course with you. They're not in this particular space. They're not in the menstrual cycle awareness coaching space. They probably have completely different jobs. And so we have to be really honest with ourselves and ask ourselves, like, why am I outsourcing that authority to them? And so there could well be some grief that you have to go through around accepting the fact that you're never going to get the approval that you're unconsciously looking for from those people, and that we have to stop going to the hardware store for bread, right? And it's important that that phrase, actually, I find really helpful, because we all need bread and we do need things from the hardware store once in a while, but we have to bring our needs to their appropriate places. That's why it's a really good practice to sit down and think about, okay, I'm looking for approval, but maybe that's an umbrella term for other things. So to sit down and make a list of the things that you're actually needing. And also what I'll say is that in the menstrual cycle awareness coaching space, it's such a cutting edge space. It's still very new. It's still quite underdeveloped. You know, it's growing. I know it's rooted in ancient teachings and practices and modalities, but the coaching of menstrual cycle work is itself very new, and we are together. I say this to my students in my professional training, like, I'm learning constantly with you guys, and you're contributing to the space by bringing in things that you're learning and telling me about them, because I wouldn't have been able to grow and develop this work, prioritized deep listening and observing and accepting the fact that I didn't know anything, and you have to learn with people. And so the reason I'm saying that is that it's very cutting edge work. And even in the coaching world, like, the content of the menstrual cycle and thinking about it holistically and systemically and supporting women to come into healthier relationship with their menstrual cycle and not pathologizing everything, that is very new. Even in the mainstream media, yes, the menstrual cycle is being talked about a lot, and so is the menopause, but it's still being talked about from that pathologization viewpoint and all of these problems that people have, which is true. But then there's this other side, which is, oh, wow, we can work, you know, menstrual cycle awareness. If you're listening to this podcast, you get that. You get that the menstrual cycle can be a support. It can be an inner compass. It can be something that can really help you navigate life and navigate your nervous system and your endocrine system and your intuition, etc. Right. So this is like deep body wisdom. It's really connecting to our internal somatic selves, right? This work that you and I, we all know this. And so even the coaching space, it's so much more than mindset coaching. So I know coaching is a new industry, but this menstrual cycle, it brings a whole somatic feminist lens, is how I like to describe that. It brings a somatic feminist lens into the coaching world. And that is really new. And that's really exciting. And it's, you know, really about co-creation and listening to different voices and learning from each other. It has anti-oppressive values in it as well. And then when we really weave that into our business practices, which is one of the intentions I have for this particular podcast, is to bring those values of menstrual cycle awareness and somatic work into how we also do business and marketing. That is still very new. And so when you're feeling that need of approval from someone, it's a sign that there's a vulnerability, okay? Because this is new, this is exciting. you know, we're ahead of the curve. We're ahead of the curve here. I'm telling you, we're ahead of the curve. It's cutting edge work. And you're also combining it with your own work that you already do. And I know a lot of you are doing really, really cool work and then combining it with menstrual cycle awareness work. That is highly creative, highly ahead of the curve, cutting edge work. And so the fact that you're looking for approval also shines a light on the fact that there's vulnerability there, okay? And I think that that vulnerability might need something else over approval from someone who can't give it, okay? So that's what I want to say on that. So yeah, the vulnerability, I think for me, when I think about vulnerability, it's such a tender thing. It's precious and it's a very human thing, and it comes with all types of creativity and all types of work that involves uncertainty. And of course, coaching and working with people, you know, it's relational. So it involves a lot of uncertainty. It's a new space. It's a new role. It's also a new way of making money and a new way of doing business. And it might take a while for you to see results for yourself in your business, or it might take a while for you to see results in your clients. It might take a while for you to feel comfortable in a lot of the uncertainty. And then the question then becomes, what can you get from your supports? Okay, what can you get from your supports? What does that vulnerability need? What do you need? And where do you get that? Like, where do you get that? Okay, so for me, I know I occupy leadership and authority in this space, being a teacher, and then also have my coaching clients. I need a lot of support and I need reassurance. 100% I need reassurance. I need permission to make mistakes, which I've done. I need support with all of the uncomfortable emotions that come with having a business. I need to know as well when I'm going to get those supports. And I have wanted approval in the past, but I've kind of moved through the need for that. Sometimes I don't necessarily look for approval, but I might, if I have a doubt about a particular business decision that I'm going to make, I will bring that to an expert like my supervisor or a business advisor or someone who is in a good position to advise me on those things. And they mightn't approve of it, but they might show me the blind spots or talk through things to consider, maybe have a discussion about the pros and cons. So we have a very non-emotional conversation about those types of things from a business point of view. And then it's not so much that I get approval, but the more you do that, the more supports you have, the more reassurance you have. And then you stop needing that approval from friends and family, and you stop then going to the hardware store for bread. And if I were to flip that around, like I think about so I have an older brother and he works in a bank, and he's worked in a bank since I can remember, since he finished college. He's worked in a few different roles. And apparently he's very good at his job and he's had different roles within that sector, and his sector in the banking world is risk. And that's literally all I know. I don't understand what he does. I have a good relationship with him and his wife and his kids, but the stuff that he does in the workplace, like, I don't have a clue. And so I would be very concerned if he came to me and said, you know, started to unconsciously unpack something and wanted approval from me for something work related. I would not feel at all in a position to give him any advice. And the same thing goes for everyone in my family. Even the jobs I do understand more of, they might come for advice or reassurance or direction. Well, they rarely do because they get that from other places. But if they did, I could offer that. But I certainly wouldn't be able to offer anyone any kind of approval, you know. So that's something to think about, is, you know, why, if we're doing that in this work, then why other people aren't doing that to you? And I think it's probably also to do with the fact that, like, the banking sector is a very established, you know, approved of in society place to work, whereas maybe menstrual cycle coaching isn't. And so we're probably internalizing, like, the kind of systemic piece that doesn't actually belong to us. And that's the whole point of doing the work in the first place. So in a way, if we are feeling that, like, that need for approval, it just goes to show how much this work is actually needed, and how much it is, there is a need for more of us to be doing this work, so that it can become a normalized job. And, you know, it can become as common as coaching it is itself. And that's the healing work we're doing. We're doing systemic change here, really. I say that to my students a lot. We're at the level of systemic change in terms of education and practice and praxis and all of the ways that we're bringing menstrual cycle coaching and menstrual cycle awareness work into the world. So yeah, so that's kind of the topic really, is that looking for approval piece. And again, to wrap it up, I really want to remind you that like, it's very normal, it's very common. I've been there. It can be very debilitating. And when we start to disentangle ourselves from it, we do move into more freedom. But that doesn't mean it's easy. There's a lot of uncomfortable emotions that happen when you have a business. And I think in particular, this type of work, because it's very personal, you know, you're working on a very personal level. You're not necessarily just selling a product and then moving on. You're engaging in relationships with people. And so that looking for approval, there's so much vulnerability underneath that. And there's your own personal history with that and your own, you know, family history and relationship with money as well and business. And so my prompt for you is to go back again to that first question, which was, what are the things you're needing? If we park the approval, like, you need support, encouragement, direction, leadership, guidance, reassurance, all those healthy things. And then to think about what part of you is looking for approval and what does that part need? So maybe that part does need to move through grief and letting go and acceptance. And also it might need comfort and reassurance. So that's how we untangle ourselves from these knots that can really block us from moving forward in our work, in our creativity, in our business. Let yourself untangle the knots, really get curious about like, what's actually underneath this? What am I actually needing? What am I looking for? And what part is needing some comfort or some grief, or what is it avoiding? And then when we start to untangle the knots, we can then bring our very legitimate needs to the appropriate place. And then we don't, like I said, go to the hardware store for bread. We get clear on our needs, and then we're not bleeding out emotionally inappropriate places. We're not, you know, unconsciously looking for approval from friends and family and then getting frustrated and resentful, etc. Okay. And then the last thing I'll say is, like, again, because I already said it, it's such a normal part of business, is having uncomfortable emotions. And if you're a really good coach or practitioner or facilitator, you also have to get good at being a good business person if you want this to work for you. And if you're really good at helping people navigate their emotional world, you have to start getting really good at doing that for yourself with your business hat on. So what I mean by that is that, you know, we're never going to have a clear slate of emotions. We're never going to be emotion free. We can't process all of our emotions in order to move forward in business. A lot of business is about expansion and growing and getting out of our comfort zone. And we have to kind of get good at being used to just there being like uncomfortable feelings in that. And that's something I've had to learn the hard way. But yeah, so that's it on the topic of approval. Hopefully that is helpful. Hopefully that inspires you to think. And I just want to thank my clients who bring their process to me and trust me in helping them in their journeys with all this. And I do a lot of disentangling. I do a lot of helping my clients disentangle things for themselves. I'm really good at untangling knots for people. And yeah, and that sometimes that takes time, but also like, I learn a lot from that. I can see things, how things happen and how we get ourselves into these knots from listening to my clients. So I'm really grateful for all my clients for bringing their stories to me so that I can then learn from that and then share here as well. And yeah, and this again, this is something that I, even though I can talk about it, I'm not immune to this, and I have to go back to these lessons myself regularly. I regularly ask myself, like, Lisa, what are your actual needs here and how can you get them met? And what are you avoiding? Maybe there's, I often like, very common would be for me to avoid grief or fear or, you know, uncomfortable feelings. So yeah, and that, and what the gift of this is that then you are more likely to get your healthy needs met in their appropriate places. And then your friendships are there for fun and for nourishment, and your family are there for family support that they can give you support with. And we're not bringing unconscious dynamics to the table, or we're doing that less. And then the more you grow your business, the more confident you get, and then you don't need as much approval when that happens. So that's it for me. I hope that was helpful and enjoyable. And do send me a note, lisa@lisadarencoaching.com, if you want to share anything, or you can comment on Instagram. And again, if you're interested in working with me or interested in joining the 6-month professional training, you can head on over to the links in the show notes of this episode. And I wish you a lovely, lovely rest of your week, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Thank you for joining today's conversation. This community, these topics, and the stories I share are not possible without all of you being part of the journey. If you are interested in getting more support for your own personal process, head on over to my website, lisadeyoungcoaching.com, to book a consultation call with me. Or you can sign up for a free course there as well. And as always, please like, subscribe, and share this podcast with your friends. Lots of love for the week, and see you next time.